the SearchITChannel.com Partner News Podcast. I'm Associate Features Editor Elaine Hom.
And I'm News Writer Colin Steele.
In this edition, you're going to hear about the Microsoft Conversion Conference that Colin went to. But first, we're going to discuss a VMware story. Some of the partners are kind of up in arms because they claim that VMware's predatory approach is creating a channel conflict. So, Colin, how is this different from what their other competitors do, you know, like Microsoft or Citrix?
The major difference from some of the partners that I talked with is that VMware is expanding into a lot more markets where they compete with their partners. For example, one partner that I talked with who works with all three vendors told me that Microsoft and Citrix kind of let the partners do their own thing. They let them know what Microsoft and Citrix are going to do and where the partners can fill in the gaps. And filling in those gaps has kind of always been partners' forte and where they make their most money. VMware, however, is kind of filling in those gaps themselves. They're integrating products and services that partners used to provide into their own hardware and software that they sell. And that's creating competition.
Now, since it's harder for them to compete, how does this affect the partners financially?
Well, a lot of them said that they're experiencing lower profit margins. The only way that they can compete with VMware is to cut their costs. A couple of partners told me that, but a couple of partners, to be fair, also said that their margins are the same or better than they used to be. And they said that that came about just by putting in some extra effort and trying to be a better partner with VMware.
Is VMware making any effort to rectify this, or are they trying to, you know, improve their partner relations?
Well, when I talked to VMware for this story, which will be linked to at the bottom of this page, they said that they are committed to the channel and that they're trying to give partners higher margins, if anything, and trying to communicate more and let partners know what products they're coming out with and work around ways to avoid competition with their partners.
Well, great. It sounds like that's kind of an evolving story. So, you know, Colin, keep us abreast of the situation.
Actually working on a follow-up this week, so check searchitchannel.com for updates.
Great. And I'm sure we'll talk about it in our next podcast. And as for our next story, Colin, why don't you give us a brief intro about what this Microsoft Convergence thing is all about?
Last week, I got to get out of the snowy, cold Northeast for a couple of days and head on down to warm, sunny Orlando.
Lucky.
How much snow did I miss?
You missed some really, really cold weather, but not so much snow.
Great. It was like 80 there. Anyway, I went down there for Microsoft Convergence 2008, which was their annual Enterprise Applications Conference. And the featured products down there were Dynamics CRM 4.0 and the Microsoft-hosted version of that software, which is called Dynamics CRM Live. And the resellers and independent software vendors that I talked to, they all had great things to say about CRM 4.0. Two of the features that they really liked were multi-tenant architecture and better integration with other Microsoft software. Multi-tenant architecture basically means that for hosting partners, they can host more than one customer's data on a server. So the hosting partners don't have to buy a new server for every customer they have, which saves them a lot of money. And the integration with other Microsoft software, obviously it just helps systems integrators who have to do all that back-end work and makes it a lot more simple for them. And with CRM Live, a lot of partners are excited about the prospect of selling that, but there's also some concern because now Microsoft's getting into the hosting game, and Microsoft is going to be hosting this themselves. So there's some concern that it's going to be competition with the hosting partners. Partners also think that hosted and on-premise CRM will be able to coexist in the market since they target different kinds of customers, much like the Microsoft hosted and the partner hosted. This is John Yagi. He's the director of enterprise business solutions for a company called Avanade, who's a Microsoft partner in Seattle.
I personally don't think that one will win out over the other in the near future. I think that there's going to be room for both.
So as I said before, listeners can check the links below for our complete coverage of Convergence 2008, including a podcast, news stories, and a really cool blog with me checking out all the fun exhibits at the Partner Pavilion.
It's got some great pictures of Colin there, too, so be sure to check that out. Be sure to check out searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom.
And Colin Steele.
And thank you for joining us.